Now, not that I know of, but of course, the people, if they talked about it, they said, well, I, you know, that child grew up here, over here in this orphan's home. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Boy, I said the expressions used about it. But in speaking about this child, it was an orphan, the only thing put in an institution.
Yeah.
They said that child grew up in an orphan's home.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe if that child was put in this institution and later some couple taking it out, you know, and really mm-hmm. raised it on up to be grown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where they come in, you know, to call it a foster child.
I see.
That it is no kin to this couple doing whatever, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that a foster child.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a person appointed to look after an orphan would be called its legal
guardian.
Okay. And if a woman gave a party and invited all the people that were related to her, you'd say she asked all her...
All the relatives.
Okay. Any other word? Asked
well,
all of her...
All the kin folks, all the relatives.
Okay.
All the kin, and
yeah.
That would be the word is you.
Okay. Somebody comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
Rank stranger. That was an expression years ago. Foreigner. Some of the old people said he's a foreigner. He didn't say foreigner,
yeah.
He said foreigner.
Yeah.
He's a foreigner. Something to that effect, you know.
Yeah.
Rank stranger.
Okay.
Whole lot of expressions people use about that. If this was a stranger just drifted into town, hadn't been seen there before.
Yeah.
Some people had one statement to make about it, and others had another.
Okay.
Several different names they call it.
Okay, these are some names of people. This is the name of the mother of Jesus.
Yeah.
What is that? Starts with an M.
Mary.
Okay. George Washington's wife. Starts with
Martha.
Huh?
Martha Washington.
Okay. And have you ever heard the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
What do you mean, a song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly.
Okay.
That goes back for years.
Oh, really?
It sure does. Back in my childhood days, I've heard people sing that. Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly. And way back in the early 90s, we had a famous song out. I don't know the author of it was Wait Till the Ball Is Over. Speaking about a ballroom, you know, a ball and a dance hall. Wait Till the Ball Is Over. And it's pretty famous. Everybody, anywhere you went, around the country store, it was either humming this or whistling.
Yeah.
Wait Till the Ball Is Over. Or after the ball is over. After the ball is over. In the Sidewalks of New York, you know, that's an old, old song.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of those things back then when I was just a child, for the simple reason that anywhere you call a crowd of people together, somebody was either whistling. Many folks in this country used to do a world of whistling. And I mean some of them, master the job. We had an old colored man who grew up in the neighborhood where I did. And I mean that man could whistle a tune. I've never heard no man on a flute or a fife that could be. He knew how to sing. But as I said, well, take present-day times. If a new hit comes out, you know, everybody's humming it up.
Yeah.
Taking a part in it. But you said, I don't, I'd wait till the sun shines.